But they'll, if you want to go into this, into City Hall, you'll be able to pick them up in your box. Tonight's meeting is going to be fairly brief. We have a couple of resolutions, a law we're going to introduce, and, which is not very complex, and then we're going to go into executive session to discuss a certain matter. So, with that, let's see. Cheryl, oh, Cheryl's here too, okay. Oh, there's Shersha. Hey, Shersha. I just want to say a couple things that this is, you know, this is in keeping with the revised open meetings laws. The governor revised open meeting laws, an executive session, an executive order 205.1, I think it was, 201.5.
Yep, so I'm on Zoom right now.
Calvin, you're not muted. Anyway, so the key is we have to be able to live stream so people can hear and then have a transcription at within a reasonable amount of time. So with that, Michael, could you post the first document?
Hold on. I wasn't prepared for that, but I will be.
Okay.
Our committee report submitted. Is that the first document?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Committee reports are on your desk. Yes.
Hold on a second. This one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So all those reports are on your desk, and that's what you need to know. Next, we have the first resolution.
I'm just going to interject a little bit. Tom, do you need to do any sort of opening the meeting or like roll call, anything like that?
No, we don't normally. Yeah. Not for the informal. I mean, normally we'd even pledge allegiance, but there's no flag behind me, so we'll put that behind. So can you put up the next document, Michael, the first resolution?
Commissioner of Deeds, proposed resolution?
Yes, thank you. Okay, I'll record this. Oh, look. resolution for Commissioner of Deeds in the City of Hudson, Columbia County for the following term. I need an introduction in a second.
I'll introduce.
John Moore, huh?
Yeah. Who said they'll introduce?
Oh, Jane.
Jane, thank you. Yeah, I think for the sake of everything, if you do, tell us who you are, so it'll be a little easier. Who's going to second? Do I have a second? Oh, Dwan, okay. Well, success. We have one resolution done. Michael, can we have the next one, please?
I have an agreement.
Okay, this is, you all received this information about the pilot.
What?
Who said they didn't receive it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a pilot. As you all know, there's a project on the north side of the town to develop 70 units of housing. This is to approve a pilot. If you saw the let's see, Michael, can you scroll down? Do you have the supplementary material? There's a kind of, let's see. This is a project, of course, that's going to have to go through a longer process with, no doubt, with the planning board, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that at location?
It's, let's see if it's...
North 7th Street.
North 7th Street.
Yeah. Behind Hudson City Center.
Correct. Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
How long is the agreement for?
It guarantees these for 40 years. And it begins with a pilot of $77,000, which is $57,000 more than the current taxes being collected. Oh, there we go. That's what I wanted to show you. That kind of gives you all the details.
Okay.
So this is an important thing for you to read between now and next week, because there's a lot of information involved, and it looks like a really great housing project. And
Tom, this is Eileen.
I did have a question. I'd like to understand what difference, if any, there is between a pilot that would go through the IDA and a pilot per the private housing finance law. I know way back when in Hudson, they used to go through that. I think they were Article 5 agreements at the time. But what, Chris, are you familiar with what the difference would be?
Sure. So this is being done under the private housing finance law that authorizes the city, the common council, to agree to a pilot under certain situations just for low-income housing projects. The provision of low-income housing is not directly a, you know, a purpose or function of the IDA. This is a better fit from that perspective. We know that the IDA did do the Hudson Terrace project as a commercial project, as a project that did include obviously low-income housing elements, but under current interpretations, you can fit it in there, but this is the way that some of the not-for-profit projects have been done. So this is proposed to be a not-for-profit general partner. The entity itself, if they're going to use low-income housing tax credits, because that program requires a taxable entity, they would have an entity which is a limited partnership that has the funders, if you will, as limited partners, and the controlling entity, the general partner, as the not-for-profit. So this is the more typical vehicle for a not-for-profit general partner.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris.
More typical, not that common, but you know, it is still done this way.
Thank you, Christine.
I would also note that we did this in a couple of prior deals, one of which was the scattered site project. So you might remember that one.
When was there a scattered site project?
Quite a few years ago.
By the way, let me interrupt everyone for a second. I just want anyone who's listening who's not on the Zoom and you'd like to have a question, you can email me at councilprez@cityofhudson.org, or you can text me at 914-584-5373. Sorry, go ahead, Christine, if you have anything else.
The only other thing I would note is that the resolution makes findings about the city's housing plan policy that was adopted last year, it was.
Strategic housing action plan?
Tom, this is Karen. Forgive me if I misunderstand this. Can we get copies of this? Is this on the website?
It's on the, all these documents are on the website, and I will try to deliver hard copies to everyone between now and later. Yes, you really should look this over carefully.
Yeah, I definitely want to. Okay, you know what? Let me just say that you don't have to deliver anything to me.
Okay.
Because I can run everything out.
Okay, we'll figure that out later. Okay. If there's no further discussion, can I have an introduction in a second?
Calvin,
that's introduction first?
Yes.
And Rebecca, second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Michael, can you go to the next resolution, please? Okay, you may recall every year the fire commissioner certifies the list of active members who qualify for the modest retirement benefit they give them, and this is to let it be known that we approve the list that he has submitted. Any questions?
Are we going to see the list? This is Jane again. Sorry.
Yeah, you can see the list, but this just usually we just accept it because the commissioner, Tim Hutchins, usually certifies it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I shall introduce it. You're looking for Corey.
Okay, Jane, and who would like to second it?
I did.
Who's that? Dewan?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it helps if you use that, because I can't see you all, so I don't know if you're volunteering to do that. Okay, let's go to the next document, the next resolution. Okay, this is a fairly, well, I'll let Jeff explain this, because it's kind of just a simple thing, but it requires a... wait, we went to the law. I'm sorry, we skipped one. You all received, unfortunately, Michael doesn't have access to this one. Rebecca circulated a resolution, which you were all emailed.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you all see it?
Mm-hmm. I see it, but
no, what was it?
Okay, let's just... Okay, you know what? We'll just put it off till next Tuesday.
Wait, can I just...
sure, you want to talk about it?
Can I talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
Yep, I can also quickly email it to Michael. I'm sorry, I thought that I already had.
We can also discuss it and then just share it for next Tuesday.
Yeah, why don't you explain it to us, and then we'll... You know, we don't have to introduce it tonight. We can certainly introduce it next Tuesday and pass it then. But go ahead and explain it.
Okay.
Read it, so, maybe, if you want to.
All right, so... So what this is a resolution of... in support of a Senate bill, S-8140, that is moving through the New York State Senate, and which was introduced by Brian Kavanaugh, Senator Brian Kavanaugh. And what it does is attempt to address the current situation of people out of work, like completely without employment, and needing to pay rent. And it does so by establishing a voucher system, so a rent payment voucher system that's administered by the Department of Labor eventually. Like it's at the federal level, as I understand it. And the link that I send out explains the details. It's but so what it establishes this voucher program, which... determines what percentage of rent, like it discovers who is rent burdened more than 30% or 30% or more, and it provides a voucher for anything above 30% of that new income. So whatever the person's new income under in this situation of COVID-19, it pays whatever is between their 30% of their income and their total rent obligation. And it does that for, I think, 3 months, and then with the possibility of a reassessment. So this would, so this is a resolution asking for the city of Hudson to support this bill as it goes to the Senate.
Thank you, Rebecca.
This is Dominic. So Rebecca, that's for anyone who's not receiving any other subsidies. It's for someone, it's kind of like a temporary voucher. It's probably similar to Section 8 that covers a certain percentage.
Exactly. So it's sort of a parallel structure to Section 8. And there's a whole section of the bill. Section 607 is all about the verification of the income and assets, and to determine, that people are indeed, burdened at that level.
And Rebecca, this is Eileen. How is this funded? Is it federal or state?
It is federal. Okay. So it goes up to... Let me see if I can find the part of the bill that talks exactly about how it's...
That's okay. I'll read it when... If you'll send me, by email, I'll read it.
There's a link that I sent out on the thread that Jeff
sent out, but it was very recently before this meeting, so I'm not surprised.
Rebecca, is it federal or is it New York State that's funding it through there? It's a state, the New York State Senate bill that's talking about their funding mechanism.
I think it, because it talks about the Housing Trust Fund, which is a state thing. Right. But I don't know if they're administrating it or if it's actually funded from there.
I may have interpreted it incorrectly because it talks about the Department of Labor, and also about.
But that may be a New York Department of
Labor. I think it's a New York. It's funded through New
York. One at a time, please. And it would help if you announce your name for those listening on the internet.
Oh. Right.
Who don't see us.
This is Jeff Baker.
Jeffrey, can you help Rebecca explain it, please?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Just for everybody, this is Jeff Baker. As the way I read the bill, it's setting up essentially a framework to do what Rebecca said. It is subject to appropriation by the state legislature. There is no appropriation. It wasn't included in the state budget bill. It's just in committee. It may still go forward, and then they figure out an appropriation. There has been no identified, that I'm aware of, federal program that would pay for this. Again, it doesn't mean that there won't be. They're looking at various other bills. So this is just a bill that's under consideration at the committee level in the Senate, and that is Rebecca found in a bunch of places, or, you know, a number of other municipalities are passing similar resolutions in support of it. And so if it gets political legs, it'll go forward and then they'll look at an appropriation.
This is Jane again. Thank you, Jeff. That's really, that's very helpful to understand that it's sort of appropriation track. I just wanted to share with everybody that I thought the information that Rebecca sent earlier was really helpful, particularly the link to the bill itself. So I just had a chance to look at it quickly, but it's pretty informative. The one thing I'm curious about is how our representative feels about it. So it's my intention to get in touch with Dee Dee Barrett's office this week and sort of feel out the, you know, the temper of the time there to understand kind of where mop flops with her on this bill, just to, as an education. That's it. And I'll be happy to share that conversation with anybody who's interested. Thanks, Jane.
Okay, I just want to stop us here for a second and go back to resolution number two. It's been pointed out to me by text. Calvin introduced it, and I'd forgotten that Calvin works for the Galvin Foundation, who is involved in the proposition. In the so maybe we could have a new introducer?
Dewan.
So it's Dewan and Rebecca. Thank you, Calvin. Sorry about that. It was my... That's right. And in fact, you might think about whether you can actually vote on it when it comes up next week. You can talk to Jeff Baker about that.
Okay.
Okay, Jeff?
we'll talk about that.
Okay. So...
Hello. Hello, this is Malachi.
Yes. Oh, thanks for joining us, Malachi.
I just wanted to see if I was on.
You're on. Okay. Couple things. Where was I? So this next... I know what I would say. All that information Rebecca's resolution will be added to the list tomorrow on the website. Now, onward to the proposed local law.
Wait, sorry. Do I have to make a motion, or does anybody have to?
No, we'll do that next week when people have time to read it, okay. And then we'll vote, motion and vote.
Got it.
Okay, so Michael, can you put up the proposed local law? And as I was saying earlier, this is kind of a technicality, and when it's up, Jeff will explain, I hope, what it means.
This is Jeff. I'll do my best. Right now, as provided in state law, the date for the Board of Assessment Review to start their hearings is the fourth Tuesday of May, which is what the city has been following for however long. You're now using a shared assessor with other towns. And as it turns out, this year she has a conflict. She has another town that is already doing the assessment today. And she has asked that it be moved to Thursday, I think it's the 28th of this year, And what we've done is you have the authority under state law to set an alternate assessment date, particularly in the case where you have shared assessors. And so what we're doing is we're setting one, and we're not setting it as a specific date, like it's going to be May 28th of every year, because that date obviously changes. So we follow what the statute says, and we pick the fourth Thursday of May, which will be the date for the review. And it will stay like this until, you know, circumstances change and you decide you want to pick another date in the future. You won't have to do this every year. This is a one-time thing until, for whatever reason, we decide to go back to a different date. And like I said, you can do a date within essentially a two-week window. So that's it. It's just very straightforward. And we need to get this adopted in time for this year. So you can approve it. It can go to the mayor. He can hold the hearing, and then he can sign the law.
This is Dominic. Quick question. You said so it's the fourth Thursday in May?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would that conflict with Memorial Day weekend and people going away and things like that?
It's a Thursday beforehand instead of the Friday, and it's common for communities to do that.
Okay.
To pick within there. I mean, you're always going to have conflicts for some people.
Okay. Any other questions about it? Can I have an introduction? Say your name first, please, and a second.
Jane, I'll introduce it.
Okay.
Okay.
Eileen, I'll second it.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, okay. Virginia is here. I mean, Victoria is here to discuss an issue. I need a motion. We're gonna discuss an issue related to the bar assessment. So I need a motion to go into executive session.
To discuss, and the purpose
is, and the purpose of this is to discuss what exactly, Jeff?
Potential settlement of litigation.
Potential settlement of litigation.
I'll make a motion.
John makes a motion to go to executive. Dewan seconds it. All in favor, and I guess I'll have to do this by a roll call. Let's start with Jane.
Here. Is that?
Yes.
Aye.
John.
Aye.
Dewan.
Aye.
Malachi.
Aye.
Rebecca.
Aye.
Who am I missing? Oh, Shersha.
Aye.
Oh, Tiffany.
Aye.
Let's see. Dominic.
Aye.
Eileen.
Aye.
Okay, I've left out somebody. Oh, Calvin.
Aye.
Okay, with that, we're going to go into executive session. I'm turning off the live stream, and it'll be just us. Hold on one second. GXFM done.
Make sure you turn up the...